part of getting being involved in it. I'm not chas v'shalom in any way diminishing what he did, but I'm just saying at this point he's no longer involved in an active basis. Okay, we are at the beginning of the eighth perek. I started the recording. Now, I just want to pre-warn this. There's going to be the Pasha Pshat, the Mishnah, which is the way I'm going to learn, which is the Rush's Pshat. Then the Rush brings a second Pshat, which is a little bit more difficult to understand. But it's interesting, as the Rush goes through the Gemara, he keeps on referring to the two Pshatim. So we have to know that second Pshat as well. A person says, I ban myself from wine that I will taste today. Now, in English, there's a word, there's a difference between today and a day. In Lashon Kodesh, Hayayim can be today, or Hayayim can be a day. You could make an argument that Hayayim means a day. So the answer is it doesn't. It means today, which means Eina Asra HaTzitachshach. Nobody should get confused between Yayim, which can be 24 hours, and Hayayim, which means today. In English, it's day, a day, and today. There's a little bit, it's also a, it's like a hay, but it's, I guess, more nicker in English than it is in Russian Kurdish. Shabbazu.
Actually, it's the day, a specific article.
Fine. Shabbazu, Asr B'chol HaShabbos. If a guy says this Shabbos, and those, if the way they use Shabbos was for a week, today, I don't think it is used that way anymore. People say week. Or in Yiddish, they say Vach. In Russian Kodesh, they say Shavua. By Shavua Tov, have a good week, right? They don't say Shabbos Tov. They say Shabbos Tov on Shabbos, right? But in those days, Shabbos was used as a week. So if a guy was standing on a Wednesday, at, according to the first Pshat in the Rush, and he said Shabbazu, so then it meant this week. Now, when does the week end? Zog de Mishnah, b'Shabbos l'Shavar. Shabbos belongs to the past week. Shabbos is not the beginning of the next week. Shabbos, when he says this week, he means including Shabbos. Chaydezeh, the guy standing in the middle of a month. And again, all these things, there'll be a second shot, except for Hayayim. Shabbos, Chaydezeh, the guy is standing in the middle of a month, and I'm explaining it like the first shot in the Rush. In the middle of a month, and he says, this month, Aseh b'chol ha-chaydesh, b'v'resh chaydesh l'haba. Rish Chodesh is the next month. Now, this is a very big Chiddush, because some months have 29 days, 30 days. And 30 days is the beginning, is called Rish Chodesh, right? We're going to have this coming up next week. Rish Chodesh is going to be Friday and Shabbos. Friday is Lamed Shvat. So when a guy is standing now, middle of Shvat, he would say he bans himself for this month. Is Friday included, or is Friday not included? It is Lamed Shvat. It belongs to Shvat. But at the same time, it's Rish Chodesh. I love the Rish Chodesh under. Zok de Mishnah, Rish Chodesh l'haba. In vernacular of people, Rish Chodesh is next month. Aleph, the Rish Chodesh under, is counted as Rish Chodesh under. People don't refer to it. It is Lamed Shvat. But it's Aleph, the Rish Chodesh under, and in people's vernacular in those times, I don't know what to say, in those times it meant it belonged to the next month. Shanazu, the guy says this year, right? He's in the middle of a year and he says this year. Asher b'chol ha-shana. Rosh Hashanah lo asid lavoy. Rosh Hashanah is next year. Day of Rosh Hashanah is considered the next year. It's Tavshim Pei Zayin. It's not Tavshim Pei Vav. Now, this, why does it use a different language by Rosh Chodesh l'haba and Rosh Hashanah lo asid lavoy? It's the same thing. The answer is, people refer to it, they say, Yachodesh haba l'Yeshua v'l'Ravacha. Right, we say that in Zmiris Maita Shabbos, or we say Rishchodesh haba leinu l'Toyba. Haba. We use that word when we refer to the month. However, when we refer to a year, it seems like, again, it seems like that they used to use a terminology of Shana she'asid lavoy, the Shana that's going to come. They didn't say haba. They could have said haba. It would have meant the same thing. The vernacular of people was to say Shana Asida, the next year, the future year. That's what they used. Why? I can say Pshatim. But it makes no difference. That's how people talked. Therefore, the Mishnah uses the word lost and lover. It means the same thing. How about if a person says Shvuazeh, this Shemitah, again, They were farmers, agriculture. Shemitah was a very, very important part of their life. And the guy said he bans it for this Shemitah cycle, Asher B'chol HaShavua, U'Shviyah Sha'avra. And again, the seventh year is called part of this Shemitah cycle. It is not the beginning of the next Shemitah cycle. B'mamar Yoyim Echad, Shabbos Echad, Chaydesh Echad, Shana Echad. What if he didn't say Hayoyim, Shana Zu, Chaydesh Zeh, Shabbos Zu? He just said Shabbos, Chaydesh, Shana, Shavua, Echad. Ultimately, on the Yoyim. Then it's a question of calendar days. Yoyim Zeh, Asher Yoyim means 24 hours. Shabbos means a whole week. He didn't say Shabbos Zeh, Shabbos Zu. He said Shabbos, a week. A week means Tuesday to Tuesday, Monday to Monday, Wednesday to Wednesday. Most Rishonim, and again, I didn't do a head count, seem to say it's not exact time. Meaning, when a guy says Shabbos on a Monday, it's till next Monday. It doesn't include next Monday, and it doesn't mean till Monday, 6:06 and 32 seconds. It means till next Monday. There are Rishonim that say it means till 6:06 and 38 seconds, 39 seconds, whatever it is now, right? They say it does mean that. But most Rishonim seem to say it's just to the day. But it's not to the end of the week. It's a week. A week is from Monday to Monday. Tuesday to Tuesday. Same thing, a month. A month is from your test to your test. Today's your test to your test, right? A year is from your test Shvat till next year, your test Shvat. That's what it means. Again, most Rishonim say not the exact time on the clock. Nothing to do with Av Yad. It's what the guy meant. Nothing to do with that. Not a halacha. It's vernacular of people. Shemitah. Okay, so I don't know what year in Shemitah we're up to. But whatever year in Shemitah we're up to, 7 years from today. That's what it means. Ara Pesach, Asur HaChegiya. Ara Pesach means till it reaches. That's not a chiddush. But a guy says, ah, here comes your Ara Pesach. Well, but it doesn't mean that. But people say Ara Pesach, they mean till Pesach. HaChehei, the guy says till Pesach will be. Asur HaChehetze, it means till Pesach passes. Again, that's how people talked. It really depends on what people mean with the word. Now the next word is the one that has different meanings. Ad lifnei ha-Pesach, some are gairis ad pnei ha-Pesach. I believe they change it, yes. Rashi, the Ran, the Rush, are gairis ad pnei ha-Pesach. So ad pnei ha-Pesach, what is ad pnei ha-Pesach? What is pnei? So the Rush speaks out, pnei has three translations. It could be before. It could be after. So pnei means behind you. Or it could be before the second days. So the machloekes tanoim here is, when a person has a word that means three different meanings, is he willing to take the vadai meaning, the lesser meaning, which means he doesn't want to get involved in different translations, take the minimum translation, which means still the start, or does a person get involved in might mean this, it might mean that, and therefore we have to be machmer and say we go all the way. What is the regular, does a person enter into a suffix? Or is a person not willing to enter into a suffix? Remei Raim Asarachiagia, and Rabbi Yaisi Aimer Asarachiagia. Zucked the Rush. Achatachach, the new Perik. Achatachach, Shekain Derech Mene Adam Chaimrim Hayayim, Ratzim Laimer Ad Hashlamas Hayayim. They mean to say, till the end of the day. Shabbazu, Hayayim and Behemta Shabbos. He was standing in the middle of the week. Yom Shabbazu, Asir B'chol HaShavua, V'Shabbos Sha'avar, V'Asir Nami B'Yom HaShabbos, Ki Hu B'chol Sha'avar, that is part of this week. Chaydesh Asir B'chol HaChaydesh. If Aymed B'Emtza HaChaydesh, Yom HaChaydesh Asir HaTashlum HaChaydesh to the end of the month, V'Rish Chaydesh L'Haba, U'Mutu B'Rish Chaydesh, Ki Hu Nimna Em Chaydesh Haba, V'Chaym Pirish Shana Zu, Shemnada B'Emtza HaShana, Asir HaTashlum HaShana, is usher to the end of the year, Mutuba Rosh Hashanah, Shunim Nema Asad Lavai. Now, Zunk the Rosh, the Lashon Rosh right away is concentrating on the difference between Haba and Asad Lavai. The Lashon Ha'ilam, Laimer Chaydesh Haba, Mishanah Asid Lavai. People talk that way. They say the next month they say Chaydesh Haba, and the next year they say Shanah Asid. Not that it means anything different. Both mean future. Right, we say Haba Aleinu, Haba, Right? We have Chodesh Haba. We say the Chodesh Hazeh. We don't say Chodesh Haba. We have Chodesh Hazeh Lishul Levracha. But Haba is used in the years. They used to say the year that Asidu Lavai. So they put a Mishnah use that language. Shavuazu Hayoyim Beemtza Shmita V'Amar Shavuazu Asu Atashlim Hashmita V'Ashvias B'Klal Shmita Shavra. So now the Rosh told you his first pshat, simple pshat in the Mishnah, exactly the way we explained it. Now the Rosh brings a second shot. Interesting that the Rosh also brings the second shot and rejects it. The Rosh also doesn't like it, but mentions it constantly in the Gemara. So we're going to have to understand this shot as well. It's the Mefarish's shot. The Mefarish learns that way. The Rosh brings it, doesn't like it. The Ram brings it, doesn't like it. But again, the Rosh refers to it in the Gemara many a time. So the Rosh, yes, Mefarshim. Some say a different shot. Shabbos zoo is kashayimid b'yom haShabbos. A guy is standing on Shabbos. B'yom haShabbos zoo, and he says this Shabbos. Now we would say it means today Shabbos zoo, because to us Shabbos refers to only Shabbos. But in those days Shabbos meant a week. So when a guy is standing in the middle of Shabbos and he says this Shabbos, what does he mean? Now again, I'm learning this pshat. I am not explaining it that I would mean that. I wouldn't. But that's what they meant. Zok derash. Asher b'chol shu haba. He means the whole next week. V'gam yayim ha-Shabbos shu'aymin b'ay. When he says on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos who? He means the whole next week, including Shabbos, and this day also. That means he's asher for 7.5 days. Because even though he's referring to next week, but since he's in the middle of Shabbos, we say Shabbos zoo includes today plus the whole next week. Again, it's hard for me to understand it because I don't talk that language. To me, Shabbos never meant a week. Even though I say Hayayim Yayim Yavim Shabbos, Hayayim Yem Sheinim Shabbos, that's the only time I mention the word Shabbos in context of the week. And even then, I think, Shani of the Shabbos that's coming. In fact, Ramban holds, when you say, last week's parsha, Ramban holds, you're Mekayim and Mitzvah Sasa Deraisa, when you say, Ayoyim and Shani B'Shabbos. Because Ramban holds, Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Katshay, is a Mitzvah Deraisa to mention Shabbos every day. Dr. Ramban, so the Farshim say, some people do this, but then again, it becomes rote, and it means very little, that before they say the Yom, they say, Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Katshay, Ayoyim and Shani B'Shabbos. Because they're being Mekayim and Mitzvah Deraisa. But the problem is, it becomes part of the computer. The computer says, Ayoyim and Shani B'Shabbos, you don't know what you're talking about. And when you say, Zachar Shem HaShabbos before, you also don't know what you're talking about. Because it becomes part of what you just wrote by rote today. But that's what some Farshim say you should do. You're being Mekayim and Mitzvah Deraisa, according to the Ramban. You say, Ayoyim and Shani B'Shabbos. That is a bit successor deraisa. And the same thing is true. The loy tema, kibin shavra mitzvah hayoyim. Shouldn't think since I'm in the middle of Shabbos. The gamu mishabbos shavra. And it belongs to this week. Right? And I said Shabbos zu, I meant next week. Asir b'chah shavua haba. I'm sorry. The loy tema, yolay yasir boy. Next week starts tonight. Next week doesn't start today. When a guy says, in the middle of Shabbos. V'chein, im amad b'rish chaydesh, v'amad amar chaydesh e'asr, v'amad chaydesh e'asr b'chala chaydesh, v'gam yom chaydesh, zim nil haba v'asr b'ay. Right, he's in the middle of Rish Chaydesh, he says this month. It means from today till the end of the month. That's a lesser chaydesh, because we count Rish Chaydesh as part of this month. So it makes sense, but that's what they learn. Yeah. Let me just finish. The loy tema kibin shavra mitzvah hayoyim ein day to alav. Shouldn't say he means starting from tonight. The chaydem amah b'rosh hashanah v'mishana zu alai asa b'chol hashanah b'gam b'rosh hashanah b'rosh hashanah. Even though he's in the middle of the day, he means it starts now. The chaydem amah b'mishana d'shmita v'mishua zu asa b'chol shmita ba. That's like Shabbos. V'gam b'shnat hashmita shoyim ba amah b'shavra mitzvah. So the Rosh, Verishon Iker. The first shot is the main shot in the Mishnah. I like it better, but there is a second shot in the Mishnah. Yes?
Now, when a person says on Shabbos, I am going on Wednesday to Lakewood.
Are you allowed to say that? You're not allowed to say that, Pastor.
Okay, so a person with a debtor says, I'm offering Shabbos,
is that called Mishnah? Is that no? No. See, because the issue of talking about Shabbos is only what you're talking about involves Malacha. I'm not allowed to say, tomorrow I'm driving to Lakewood. So I know, it's very careful. This is a big shiloh. But I'm allowed to say, I'm going to Beachwood, which I can walk to Beachwood. I can say, I'm going out of the tchum. There's no tchum here in Cleveland that we can talk about. But let's say, Solon, we're out of the tchum. I can walk to Solon. So I can say, I'm going to Solon tomorrow, even though I plan to drive to Solon, assuming that Solon is out of the tchum, which it probably is, I'm just saying. Right? So I can say, I can walk to Solon. So I'm allowed to say, I can go to Solon. Because that doesn't necessarily involve malacha. When you go to Lakewood, there's no one in the right mind that's walking to Lakewood. Therefore, it automatically insinuates I will drive or fly. Therefore, it becomes a shiloh. That's why I didn't like your mom. But to say he won't eat grapes, that's not a malacha. He can talk about what he won't do next week. Next week, I'm not going to learn with you. You know, somebody goes and says, he wants to tell me he's not going to be here for shiur this week, right? Let's say he wants to tell me. So he would say, I'm not going to be here this week. That's what he would say. He wouldn't say, I'm going somewhere. He would say, I'm not going to be here this week, right? He would inform me, don't look for me. I'm not going to be here this week, right? So there's nothing wrong with telling me that, even though it means to me that he's obviously going to be out of town. It couldn't be that. There's not a malacha involved in that. Not being a shiur is not a malacha.
Someone else, I'm going to be out of town. This Shabbos, I'm not giving him any new information.
Doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to say anything that involves malacha. You can say, I'm not going to be in town. That can be in town means you'll be to it. You're in university.
If I say to my wife, next week we'll be in.
That's fine. Will be is not saying I'm doing anything.
The only way we get there is.
Doesn't make a difference. Will be. That's not saying I am going.
The same thing is going.
What? It's not the same thing as going. Next week we'll be by the chasana. Now, obviously to be by the chasana, but you're not saying I'm going to the chasana. Even that's not so simple because you didn't say malacha. That's why I said it comes to shiloh. I'm driving to Lakewood as answer. I'm going to Lakewood. You can sit and argue about it. Dr. Mishnevayt, Dr. Rush, Imam Yaimecha Chabasaka Sharaka Shuach Rasim Yaim Liyim. Now notice this Rush. Imam Ben Tayyai, Imam Yaimecha, Asad Lamacha Kais Hazais. That's 24 hours, clock to clock. The Chaylim Aimim Bechess Bechaydish, Vama Chaydish Alai, Asar At Chess Lechaydish Abba. The Rush doesn't say At Chess Lechaydish Abba at this time. He says At Chess. Eighth of the month till the next eighth of the month. It does not say till the same time of the day. There are Rishonim that say it, the Rush and the Ron don't. Nothing to do with that. Somebody asked it before you walked in. And this is how people talk. It has nothing to do with halacha. V'chein b'shana v'chein b'shmita. Now, you don't have the rest of the Rush. You have it on that Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. They put it, by us, they put it at HaPesach. You probably don't have it here. The old prince, it used to be a Samach Aleph Amid Aleph towards the bottom of the Rush.
That's the song that came to Shmita,
right? Right.
Then I have the Gemara next.
Right. So you don't have the explanation of the rest of the Mishnah. Yours is brought at the end of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph.
Yes.
Right there. Right on that page. Ara Pesach. It should say Mishnah, Ara Pesach. That's what you should have it there.
No.
No, let me show it to him. Why should he miss the Rush? Everybody else has new prints. Here, Mishnah, Arapan.
Thank you.
What happened was, once upon a time, the Rishonim, in the old prints, used to split the Mishnah. So they didn't explain the Mishnah of Arapesach until the Gemara got there. The new prince decided, it's printed here in the Mishnah, so why should we delay the explanation for a blot? So they moved it to the Mishnah. So because we're learning from new prints, that's why Ara Pesach is here. So that's why I pointed it out. Ara Pesach, Dr. Rush, Asad Shiagia. Shum Deshav Veshayach LeMishnah Aser, Tanah B'Nakim B'Reishin Ami Aser. It's no Kiddush here. Of course you asked it to a Rish. You said Ara Pesach. But since we're going to learn different cases, so we brought this case. Achihei, Azra Achihei, the Mashma calls Man Shuhaifa. Achihei means till it is till it's not here anymore, till it's in your rear view mirror. As long as it's there, it's not Achieh. At Pnei HaPesach, let's listen to this rush. V'yesh b'mashmo zeh shloy shen yonim. There's three ways to translate the word At Pnei HaPesach. Ikalamei ma'peh yomim reshaynim. The face of the first days, which means before the first days. Dayinu Achiehgia. Ikalamei ma'peh yomim achraynim. Could be before the second days. Right? At Pnei HaPesach, till before the second days. V'yemutu b'yomim achraynim. It could be till Pnei HaPesach, till Pesach turns away, which means till the end of Pesach. Three interpretations possible in Westerns to the word Ad Pnei HaPesach. The Kamer Meir, Ad Shiagia. The Lema'ayu Inish Nafsil Asreika. Person doesn't want to enter into a suffix. The Dara Mavur Likris Pnei HaPesach Kamer. He means the simplest chat without getting involved in a suffix. Definitely means till. That's all I mean. Vayin Rachegia. Rabbi Yaisi Amar, Ma'ayil and Ishnafsu Lisreika. People put themselves into a suffix. Liyashe Bechol Ma'ashi Yuchel Lisnafik. Any possible interpretation is included.
Rabbi, how is the last possibility even how people speak? Why would you say that before Pesach is before the end of Pesach?
Meaning after the end of Pesach.
I'm sorry.
Before Pesach can be before the first days, it can be before the second days. They're both called Pesach, right? And they are distinct. There's first days and second days.
But
isn't
the third shot is the
hardest. So Pesach is gone.
Right.
So the way I understood it, this is my own interpretation, Pnei can mean turned away. At Pnei at Pesach, till Pesach turned away.
But the issue is that how people spoke?
It seems that it was. There were three ways that people met with that. And since this guy is not clear, the question is, does he automatically mean simplest translation, which means doesn't get involved in doubt, or does he mean any possible translation? That's the machlokes. Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Gemara. Kainim Yayin Shani Tayyam. We're going back to the first page. Kainim Yayin Shani Tayyam. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, this is the case. The guy said, Yayim Hayayim. He said Hayoy, and it ends at Shetechshach. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Shetechshach Tarech Shaila l'Chacham. It's mutter, but he can't drink wine till he goes to Chacham and asks to be Madjaneder. Now this is not Pshat in the Mishnah. This is Rabbi Yirmiyah's tradition. The Rush says Rabbi Yirmiyah came along and he said, "Bizman hazeh, I'm more machmer than the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it's okay tonight. I'm not happy with that. I think we need to make a gzera. I think in these days, we have to be stricter." The Gemara is going to say why. We have to be stricter. We cannot allow the guy to drink wine that night. What he said today. Zuckter Rush. L'shatech shachtar shayel l'chacham. Rabbi Yirmiyah lav l'farish masnis and klasi. Rabbi Yirmiyah is not interpreting the Mishnah. The masnis and shayel l'shatech shayel l'chacham. The Mishnah said he can drink it tonight. El Svara de Navja Kamar, he's saying his own Svara. Shehechmir Vagazi Gzerazu. Rabbi Yirmiyah made this Gzera. As an Amira, he was allowed to make Gzeras. Lahatricha Shaila Lakshatakshach. Now he didn't explain himself. Rabbi Yosef, who's coming next, Mefarish Tam Gzerasai. He will explain it. What is the explanation? Shimshatiru Lakhtakshach Beloy Shaila. If you let him drink that night without removing it. In his mind, he will not differentiate between today and a day. Or as Dr. Schwab said, the day and a day. So he'll be confused. And he'll think when he says a day, it also means his winter at night. So Rabbi Yirmiyah made his own gzera. The Mishnah didn't hold of this gzera. The Mishnah did not make this gzera. Rabbi Yirmiyah felt that he has to add a gzera. That even though really legally it should be mutter without shayla, we're going to require shayla because we want to make sure he said today, not a day. We want to double check on him before we let him drink wine. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's own gzera. We can't ask him in the Mishnah. He's not arguing the Mishnah. He's saying, I'm making a new gzera. I'm Rabbi Yosef. What's the pshat of Rabbi Yirmiyah? Gzera hayoy, b'shem yoy mechad. We're afraid if we let him drink wine when he says hayoy, he will drink wine when you say yoy mechad. I'm a lie. So the question is, who said to him? It can't be Rabbi Yirmiyah, because Rabbi Yirmiyah agreed to Rabbi Yisrael, so why would he be questioning him? Right? Rabbi Yisrael was explaining him. So somewhere, guy was Amrulai. They said to him, the people in the Beis Medrash asked him. The Bach is Gairis, that's how the Rishash is Gairis. He says the Aleph Lamed means Amrulai. We don't know who. The Bach is Gairis, Amrulai Abaya. Abaya asked this question. Because usually Abaya questions Rabbi Yisrael, so it makes sense it was Abaya that questioned him. Because Abaya, again, because that's how the Bach adds, right? But the Rishash says, you don't have to add anything. Who says Aleph Lamed means Amrulai? It could be Amrulai. Amrulai means the people in the Beis Medrash. So take it whatever way you want. Since Rabbeinu Artsko plays a big role here, you can learn like the Bach, which is fine. The Bach was much before the Rosh Hash. Makes sense that he's more accurate. So when a guy says, Enday, why don't we make a masa till the next night? But make it because he might have said today, right? And if you let him eat at the middle of the day, right, if you let him eat in the middle of the day, he should be usher. We should let him, let's make all in the dorm end at night. That way, everybody will understand today ends tonight, a day ends tomorrow night. And that way, we don't have to worry that he misunderstood the, now this is a much, it's a very difficult question because the Gemara's answer is obvious. Remember, when you say a day, you're after 24 hours. So what are you going to make confused? Then what? Why should we make it after more? Because you said today, today is less. Mishlai meant to say today, you can make confused that a day means only tonight. But if you're saying you're after 24 hours, so we should extend it beyond why? Because you might have said today. If you said today, you would have been mutter last night. So there's very little to confuse. Let's read it inside. Dr. Rush, Lizda be Yamakaj Asad Lamakrosa at Shatakshach, Gzeira Bisham Hayyim, Shema Yavil at Yerakayim Shatakshach. Maybe you will say Hayyim doesn't eat till dark, just like Yayim is only 24 hours in the middle of the day. Maybe today only means for an hour or two, or 3 hours. That's the Havamina. And the answer is, Hayyim be Yamakaj Miklov, Ki Yisavish Yamakaj Yinikma Hayyim. You'll confuse a day with 2 days. Avu Bayyim Latoyin, Chilat Yerakayim Shatakshach. Nobody's going to say today means less than today. I think it says Mahayim. You can't explain it with the word Hayim. So there is no Xavier. What are we afraid of? The guy's going to say today and do what? Be Mekhu what? He's not going to be Mekhu less than tonight because of Yoyim Zah. Yoyim Zah is 24 hours. So much cooler than it. The other way, we're afraid, we'll say a day is like today. I meant only to tonight. But then the word said, today, and the other one said a day. Don't think of my right.
So in the event that it did mean the 24 hours, so that sort of the shiloh to the rebuttal would take it off.
Right. We're not afraid that he meant that. We're afraid he'll get confused and think a day is also only after to the night. So when he comes to the rabbi says, did you say today or did you say a day?
When he says this,
Nedar,
by day or by night?
No difference. We go by halachic day.
Instead of by night, then
that's
why he says it by night.
Exactly. Amar Ravina Amali Maramer. Hachi Amar Avachim Shmei Rav Yosef. Maramer said to me that this is what your father, Maramer obviously did not hear it. I mean, Ravina did not hear it from his father. But Maramer is telling him, you should know your father quoted Rabbi Yisrael as saying, right, Kaman Azla Hashmai to the Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Who is this Gzeira of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba? Who made this Gzeira? Who is it going like? Reb Nassim. It's because he holds like Reb Nassim. The Tanya. Reb Nassim, I'm a Kahanai, Nikil Levan Obama, I'm a Kai, Nikil Levan Obama. Reb Nassim is the one that doesn't like Nadarim, is very worried about Nadarim. Right, Zok to Rush. I want to learn this Rush. Kaman Azul Shmai to the Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Reb Nassim. Nira, the lot my time in Luchuta Kama. It's not because of Reb Nassim who's Machma by Nedarim that we're going to make you ask the Rav every time an Eder is Mutter. Imkay Bechol Nedarim Nam Yakash Shekaimam Nip to say Let's Yichus Shaila. A guy makes an Eder for something else. He won't eat apples for a day. He waits 24 hours. Do we make him go to the Rav? No. We don't make him go to the Rav then. If you're worried about Rav Nassim, because the Dharma is so strict, we should make a rule. Every netter needs a rabbi. We don't do that. He's trying to add. The Mishum Gzeira Lochuda, Rabbi Metzuchin and Shaila. The Gzeira Rabbi Yirmiyah made is not such a big Gzeira. People don't get so much confused between today and Eden. It's not a reason by itself. That's what Ravina's father said in the name of Rabbi Yosef. Had that been the only reason, he would never have made the Gzeira. Now, the Kiva, the Ikonami Hadra of Nassim. Since Rav Nassim is very strict about making the Dharam, so we don't need a big reason to make a Gzeira. Continually. Menafkamina, Shemhoi Neder Shom Mitzvah, can listen nice to learn, Ayli Triach Mitzvah Acharis, Leitzarach Shaila. Meaning like this. What Rav Yosef said is as follows. Rav Yirmi made the Gzeira, because people get confused between 2 day and 8 day. Dr. Rav Yosef, you can't do that. We're not afraid of that, really. It's a fear, but it's a remote fear. But since the Dharam are strict, and we don't want people to be lenient in the Dharam, because the Dharam is like pissing a bummer, so we're going to make an extra Gzeira. Had there not been that reason, we would have never made the Gzeira. That reason itself is not enough, because then we should make Gzeira by every netter. But we have to have a reason, as remote as it is, plus Rav Nassim. What difference does it make? Let's say a guy made a netter that today he will do a chesed. Or today he will do a mitzvah. Does he have to be afraid that it means, for the whole day I'll learn. I'm going to learn the whole today. I'm going to do a mitzvah the whole today. Yeah, it's going to be matzah tonight, because maybe it's 20. Then we wouldn't make him do it. Because that mitzvah is not like building a bummer. That netter is not like building a bummer. It's a mitzvah. We likely would have made mazaras themselves to do mitzvah. So again, he's not making a new mitzvah. He's being mazaras himself to do an existing mitzvah. If the only reason is because of Rav Nassim, that we add that reason, then it's only when it's a netter we don't like. A netter we like, we wouldn't make him go to matzah. Yes?
There was to make the chacham after the time.
Yes.
But by that point, isn't it already over and done with?
Not after the gzeira. The gzeira was you can't drink the wine till after the time, and the chacham will tell you it's okay, and then you can go drink wine.
Even though the time has already left.
That was the gzeira.
And the point of just make it more difficult.
It's a double point. We're afraid that people will think when they say a day that they can drink it at night also. So when you go to the Chacham, he'll ask you, what word did you use?
I tell you,
today or a day. But that reason by itself, Dr. Guy said, would not have been enough. But since the Dharam is something that rubs us the wrong way, because Rav Nassim said he doesn't like the Dharam, so we use that reason to make it Zayra. It's a combination of reasons.
Why is the first reason enough?
Because it's a little bit further out. People don't usually confuse today and a day. To you, you could confuse it. To those people, they didn't confuse it. So Rav Yosef is adding that this was not the only reason. By that alone, Rav Yirmi would not have made the Gzeira. Couple that with Rav Nassim, he made the Gzeira. I didn't learn it. So now I'm not possible.
What exactly is the
Shaila?
You go to the Chacham and...
He said, I made a netter today not to drink wine. And the Chacham said, did you say today or a day? And you say, I said today. Chacham says, it's night already. Have a nice day. And if you say, I said a day, the Chacham says, you can't drink. But you have to go to the rabbi. Because if you don't go to the rabbi, we're afraid you'll confuse today and a day. Terence says, most people won't confuse it. Dr. Yosef, but we don't like the Dharam anyway, so we use any excuse to make it zero.
You want to know what bracha you make on apricot? I don't know what an apricot is, but something. You open the book and you see the apricot says bracha, right? You say this day, this is what it means.
Again, I'm trying to figure out your question.
What I'm trying to say is it's not...
I know, you're not trying to say, you're saying...
The answer is in the book.
Excuse me. There's two answers to your question. A, the book didn't exist in the time of Gemara. Two, you don't look into the book for 95% of your shaila. Neither do I. You look into a book of brachas because you realize you don't know the halacha. But you think that when you say to a day, you think it means till tonight. And therefore, you don't look in the book. You paskin with your own logic. 95% of shaylos that come up, you paskin yourself based on your knowledge and logic. You don't look in the book.
Non-knowledge. It's interesting because someone gave us, I won't say who it is, gave us a thing from Justin Nuts.
Only nuts.
What is it called? A whole tray of nuts.
Yeah, it's in Lakewood, Astoria.
They have everything that you've never eaten before, okay? So I'm going to call them today, believe that, even though it's President's Day. I'm going to tell them, once you have the name of the thing, put under it the bracha. Because you think it grows from the tree? It doesn't. It grows from the tree.
Only nuts, I think, has only eight.
Is that true?
I don't know. It's not like I bought that many things in Only Nuts. And nobody got me anything from Only Nuts, so I don't know. I did buy once or twice from there to give as a gift to somebody. So I can't say I never bought from Only Nuts. But I don't know what I bought. I just know I spent money.
Well, no, the reason my wife got it from work. It's
a very nice thing. It's a beautiful place. There's a lot of money there. People spend a lot of money there.
I'm not interested in what it's called. Every person, I couldn't eat any of it.
Look at the book.
I don't have one.
You didn't recognize any of the fruit.
No, I didn't.
It's about, you must have recognized five out of the six.
No, I wouldn't. I did not eat any, and I had to eat candy instead.
Okay, right.
I'll buy every box of the heifer. I don't come with a bracha.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to call them, Blue Nedner, if they're open today, and I'm going to tell them to put bracha, what bracha's doing.
Thank you. Glad you'll do that.
If it's just eight,
I need an egg.
I think so, yeah. They don't have peanuts there. Every other nut is an eight.
Yeah, they didn't put banana chips.
You see
with a psak? A psak is that every nut is an eighth except for a peanut. That's a psak. So says in the book. So if it didn't have peanuts there and banana chips and cranberries, it was an eighth. Some people think cranberries is an eighth. It's not. It's not dumb. And by the way, yes. And by the way, craisins, that people think it's raisins, it's not. It's cranberries make it look like raisins. Okay. Again, look it up in the book. You have a book right in front of you. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Reb Nachman Eimer, we did that. Shabbazu, Asa B'chala Shabbaz Kula. Frank the Gemara Pshita. What's the Havamina? Dr. Gemara Mao the Tema Yayma the Shabbat Kamar. Maybe people mean weekday. Again, this would not be a Havamina by us. We never called the week Shabbos. But they used to call a week Shabbos. So maybe they mean the weekday of the week. Shabbos means a week. So when the guy said this week, he meant the weekdays. Kamash Malan, no, he meant the week, which ends the Maitreya Shabbos. Now the Rush has to explain it according to the second shot as well. Zuck the Rush. Pshita, Shasim Shabbos Haba. Now the Tema Yoyma the Kamash Shabbat HaKamar. But like even lesser atzma yemei hachayil, he only meant to ask the weekdays, right? With the idach pirish, pshita shuatzer gam b'shabbos shuaymed ba. For sure, he's asher today when he says Shabbos zu, which means next week. The Gemara is saying, of course, he's asher today. I don't understand why I think so, but that's what they learn. Mal the tema yemei the kabbos shabbat achrina kamar. Maybe he meant next week, which means before the next Shabbos, not this Shabbos. Right, the loyayim Shabbos. It doesn't mean today. Kamash Malan, that it means today plus next week. Which, as me, I didn't understand the pshita according to that shot. This is a big chiddush. He's saying he's middle Shabbos. He says this Shabbos. He means next week. He means next week, even though he said this week. He means next week. It includes today. And the Gemara says that's pshita. The Gemara says no. Maybe you would think it only means next week, not today. I'm not sure exactly what the pshita is, but the Rush translates it according to that shot. Chaydish, Asim B'chala Chaydish, but Rish Chaydish Laba, and Rish Chaydish is considered the next month. Dr. Gemara Pshita. Obviously, Rish Chaydish means the beginning of the month. So the Gemara Yitzchak L'Chaydish Chaser. Right. It means a chodesh that's chaser. Meaning, this month is chaser. That means next month we'll have 30 days. Would that 30th day consider part of next month? Or is the 30th day part of the 2 months from now? Because it's called Rosh Chodesh. This month has 29 days, which means next month we'll have 30 days, usually. So if it has 30 days, when he says, I'm ushering next month, does it mean the 30th day or not? Kamash Malan, Kari Inchi Reish Yarcha. Ma'aretem Rosh Chodesh Lava Habib Eloi Litzer. Sorry. It's a little confusing, this Gemara, because the Chodesh of this month, the Rosh is Gairus the other way. Next month is Chaser. So this month is Mole. And you said this month, are you ushering the 30th day or not? This month has 30 days. Kamash Malan, you aren't Chaser, even though it's the 30th day of the month, but people call it the next month. It's Olav Derech Chodesh Adar in vernacular. I think in Iksubah or in Agat they write Olav Derech Chodesh Adar Shehu Lamed Shvat. They write both out. Dr. Rashi. Pshita Shehu Mutar B'Derech Chodesh Haba. Ki Yitzhu B'Chodesh Chaser. You need it B'Chodesh Chaser. L'Derech Chodesh Shehu Chodesh Chaser Hu D'Yitzrich. The Kivin D'Chodesh Haba Hu Chaser. It's the Rosh Chodesh of the next month which will be Chaser. Other is Chaser. So the next month will be Chaser. That means, which is a Sehu Male. That means today, this one is Male. Shekein Derech Rei Bechadashim, Echad Male, Bechad Chaser. There are exceptions. Cheshvan and Kislev are exceptions. V'kivu Shezeh Male, Rosh Chodesh Habo Shnei Yamin. V'arishem U'letashlem Chodesh. First one is Lamed. Eima Yaser Bay, Kamash Mandaloi, Dohokan Chaloshim Ne'adam, So the Gemara Lashon means like this. Ki Yitzchak L'Chodesh Chaser. The next month is Chaser. So Mal D'Tamer Rosh Chodesh Shavar Havi. So this month, the first day Rosh Chodesh belongs to this month. Now it shouldn't be V'loy Litzeri. It should be V'Litzeri. That's what the Rosh is Gairus. It says in the Haggadah. It should be Usher. Because it belongs to this month. Kamash Malan Kari Inchi Yeshach. Article puts it in parentheses.
No. Usually, you put it in a bracket. Parentheses means it's probably not going to be there.
But the Rosh and the Rosh are Gairus V'Litzer. Now, Zuk the Rosh. How about the second shot in the Gemara that learns that the guy is standing on Rosh Chodesh? L'idach b'yish, pshita shuaser b'yay ma'chodesh shuaser b'y. Drive it by. For sure he's Asra today. He's making the Neder on Rosh Chodesh, and he says, Asra this month. So this is part of this month. Answer is, B'chodesh Chaser. B'chodesh another by Hu Chaser. B'nim tzeh Shavar Hu Malei. He's standing on the 30th day of Shvat, and he says, this month. Right. V'yayim zeh u'shayim b'ay l'tashlum sh'chodesh Shavar, b'lo yaser b'ay. This month meant the next month. That's what we say he means. This week meant the next week. This month means the next month. So is he Usher today or not? The answer he is. Because people call it part of the next month, not part of this month.
So all this is from the Gemara. So today I'm not asking for a Lachal Maisa, but the Chacham interviews the person.
I have no idea. I have no idea what happened today. I hope people don't make the dorm. That's what I hope.
People don't generally, but...
So if he doesn't ask the rabbi, I have no idea. No, I didn't.
Rebbe's never had a situation. Someone came over to you and said, this is what he said?
No, nobody has that. 90% of them, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people are never Matur Neder. A, they don't make the Dorm. They do Kabbalah's and Dvar Mitzvah, if anything. And then they say, Atar is the Dorm and Erev is the Shana. Shimon or Rabbi Isai. Yev Shilafartam ki Rabbim Hei. We do that. People have been. I've been part of a bezin of Ataris Nadarim, but I don't remember any real neder. It was all Kabbalah Ludar Mitzvahs. Did it three times. I forgot to say Bli Nether. Nobody ever came over to me and said I banned myself from apples. Nobody ever did that to me.
It seems like in the Gemara, I asked a previous question. I think Rabbi said that the Chacham interviewed him.
That was in that case by Hayai. It was a specific case.
And so, into every case?
No, it was done because it was a gzeira hayoyim mishum yoyim zeh. So there's a special reason there.
It was only on that case?
Yes. Oh. And the Gemara said that. The Gemara said, if you say yoyim zeh, you don't have to go to the Chacham. Because there is no reason to get confused. It's only b'hayoyim, because there was a reason of a gzeira, coupled with the fact that we don't like Nedarim, so we did that. It's not how long about every Neder.
So we have this explanation. It's not about Rosh Chodesh. Why doesn't it stand to Rosh Chodesh too?
Because people don't make a mistake. That's what it's saying. I don't know. I don't make Zeras. Rabbi Yirmiyahu didn't make the Zera.
It was only on Hayom.
That's what the Gemara said. Okay. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Shana Zu, Asher B'chal HaShana Kula. Iba Elohu. We have a Shaila. Amr Kainim Shani Yayim, Yayim Shani Tayim Yayim. Day. Not a day, not one day, not the day, yoyim. My dine, ke hayoyim, or ke yoyim echad. What do people mean when they say yoyim? Ke hayoyim, or yoyim echad? What is the interpretation of yoyim? Zot, l'rash, kailim yayin shalitayim, l'sha amar be'emtza hayoyim, the Amar, and they change it, that he said, Yaim. The Rashash changes it. I don't know what, you don't have Agos in the Rush. Archko doesn't die in Agos in the Rush. If he did, he would put in brackets, the Amar Yaim. In the Rush, you have to change Hayaim to Yaim. He said Yaim, that's the Shai of the Gemara, not Hayaim. So the Rashash changes it. So he said, notice that Rashash didn't change it in the print of the Gemara. He said, we mentioned that you're not allowed to make hagos in the print. You put it on the side. The Rashash put it in the back. I mean, he didn't write it in the back. He wrote it in the sefer. They printed it in the back.
Archko has
hagos unim.
He does say
hagos. Yeah, it's in hagos. It's unim. And he got that from the Oiz V'Hadr. Archko took the Oiz V'Hadr print. And then worked off the Oiz V'Hadr print. It's interesting, you show me Oiz V'Hadr print and a new print. Not a new print, but they added Reb Chaim Kanievsky's parish on the side of the Yerushalmi. Archko ever reprinted it with that. They will, just a question of time. The Archko Yerushalmi, they quote Reb Chaim Kanievsky's parish on the bottom, but they don't have it on the side, because they were using Oiz V'Hadr's print pre Reb Chaim Kanievsky's addition. He wrote the shot before, he didn't write it yesterday, the last print, but they put it in the new Oiz V'Hadr Yerushalmi. Archko still doesn't have it because Archko is working off the lit. Archko uses Oiz V'Hadr print. In Yerushalmi? 100%. The whole Oiz V'Hadr changed to Tur Sadaf. Oiz V'Hadr Yerushalmi does not use the regular Yerushalmi because they said there is no Messiah on Dafim in Yerushalmi. Anybody that quotes in Yerushalmi, any Rishon, any Akron, says Yerushalmi Brachas, Peri Gimel Halacha Gimel. They never give you a Daf number. That means the Dafim were never Niskabu in Klal Yisrael. So therefore they decided that they can change the Tzura Sadaf. And they did. In Yerushalmi, not in Bavli. In Bavli, Archko didn't change Tzura Sadaf. They just made four pages called Samach Aleph of an Aleph. What? Again, the person who quote Tshuva saying that in Bavli there's a Messiah on Dafim. Everybody always quoted it by Daf. In Yerushalmi, nobody ever quoted it by Daf. It was always quoted by Perik and Halacha. Therefore, he felt, whoever decided this, that in Yerushalmi you can change the first Daf, and they did. And now Dirshu is giving Yerushalmi Bechenes, 30 blad a month, they use the Oiz V'Hadr Tzur Sadaf. They don't use the old Tzur Sadaf. They do on the brackets. Right, in the old Gemara, it's from here to here. But in the new Gemara, it's Daf Mem Beis, the Daf Ayin Beis, and the new Torah Sadaf.